Hey, this is on the 21st, 121st, 22. Patient's name is Reginald Guilford. That's R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D. Reginald Guilford, G-I-L-F-O-R-D. Patient's date of birth is 11-3-54. Our patient is a 54, so he's a 65-year-old gentleman with multiple psychiatric issues. At one time, he was homeless with history of hypertension, extensive ETOH, and tobacco abuse in the past, has required oxygen, has required a PEG tube most recently after he had two strokes related to atrial fibrillation untreated. He was not on a blood thinner. Where he presented to the emergency room with one stroke and later had another stroke in the hospital. This has left the patient with right-sided weakness and expressive aphasia, period. New paragraph, since the stroke, patient was admitted to rehab and subsequently has been placed at a group home because he has no other way of taking care of himself, period. New paragraph, his patient's medications and the hospital records were reviewed from Dr. Carlos Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z, which has written patient's medication, period. Social as above, surgery, no recent surgery reported, medical problems, atrial fibrillation, right-sided weakness, this aphasia. What did I say? Psych issues and the expressive aphasia, sorry. Hypertension out of control and hyperlipidemia and atrial fibrillation are treated with history of asthma. Medications include Singulair, Losartan, Aspirin, Metoprolol, Colace, Eliquis, Isradiol, Lipitor, Norvasc, Lorazepam. Period. Patient currently is in no distress. He's able to swallow very slowly. He does have right-sided weakness. His heart, irregular heart noted with a rate of 90. Blood pressure is 130 over 95. Pulse is 90, 02 sat, not recorded. Afebrile. Respiratory rate 16. Heart positive, small positive 2 with ectopics consistent with atrial fibrillation. Rate barely controlled. Two right-sided weakness. Next one is expressive aphasia under neural. Next one is clear lungs. Next number, soft abdomen. Next number is minimal swelling lower extremity. Next number, skin shows decreased turgor. Neurological right-sided weakness, expressive aphasia in order. Assessment here, we have a gentleman, 65-year-old gentleman, much older. Well, let's see. He was born in 11-3-54. That's 67. Yeah. So, sorry, 67. Change that to 67-year-old gentleman. He appears much older than stated age with right-sided weakness, expressive aphasia, status post-hospitalization most recently for a stroke related to untreated atrial fibrillation. Period, currently on Eliquis. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Rate barely controlled. Next number is coronary artery disease. Next number is ischemic heart disease. Next number is constipation. Next number is hypertension controlled. Next number, expressive aphasia. Suspect slow improvement. Next number, status post PEG placement, which has been removed. Next number, difficulty with swallowing, but patient is eating very slowly. You should start this dictation by saying 67-year-old right-handed man, right-handed black man. Let's start it with a right-handed black man. Then anxiety on lorazepam, next number. Patient needs palliative / home health care, palliative care to help patient control patient symptoms and educate patients regarding his atrial fibrillation and recent stroke. Next number is the patient has a note regarding O2 in the past. We'll have nurses check O2 saturation. at rest and with exercise to determine the need for regionals, REGINALDSO2 needs. Thank you.